Will County's News Talk Sports, 1340 WJOL.
If you're a golf fan, you hear this song and you know what it is. It's the Masters theme song and the Masters golf tournament delayed by 30 minutes or so. Cleaning up the course after a lot of rain overnight is off and running this morning down in Georgia. Slocum in the morning for Thursday. We have an incredible story to tell you right now, and it starts locally. Kevin Fetzer went to Lockport Township High School. Kevin played golf at Lockport Township High School. His team finished third in the state tournament. He worked at Broken Arrow Golf Club in Lockport for a while. Now he and his family reside in LaGrange. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, really, long time no talk. I remember the name. I remember the face, and I'm never going to forget you now. Not necessarily because of you, but because of your daughter and a conversation we're about to have. Folks,
amen to that.
Augusta National partnered with the USGA and PGA of America almost 10 years ago now with a simple purpose to grow the game. It's called Drive, Chip, and Putt. It's for kids 7 to 15 with four different age groups. Now, Kevin, this is it's kind of a long description, so if you could kind of briefly explain what this competition was all about, and then we'll get to the real star of the show.
Absolutely. So as you said, Scott, it was the sole mission to grow the game of golf for kids. And what they do is really trying to get the children involved in golf by making it a game. And so they have a skills competition for driving, chipping, and putting where the kids hit three balls apiece. They start out, and in fact, Eloise's first local qualifier was at none other than Broken Arrow when she started her journey. So they have 360 local qualifiers that ended up condensing down to 60 sub-regionals and then 10 regional finals. And then 10 lucky little girls from 7 to 9 punched their ticket to Augusta National to compete this past Sunday live on Golf Channel in the national finals for Drive, Chip, and Putt.
Unbelievable story. And if I'm not mistaken, Eloise, and good morning to you, young lady.
Good morning to you, too.
You are the only 7-year-old there participating, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Well, congratulations, young lady. What an honor.
Thank you so much.
So, what was it like when you were told you get to go to Augusta? Because you're 7. You probably, or maybe your dad has already ingrained this into you. Did you know you literally were going to one of the most beautiful pieces of property in America and on Earth? Did you know that?
I kind of did and I kind of didn't. My parents have been telling me a lot about it, but I've never seen it before.
Well, you've never seen it before, but now you actually got to play on the golf course.
Yep, I did.
So how magnificent was it? Was it as pretty as everyone says it is?
Yes, and I also got to drive down Magnolia Lane where all the pros drive down.
That's right. Only a few people get to do that, and they're the ones, you're right, that get to play in the tournament or members of the club. Now, Magnolia Lane, it's not a very long road, but it's got a bunch of big trees, doesn't it?
Yes, a lot of big trees.
It does, a lot of big trees. So were you nervous? Because there were a few thousand people there, Golf Channel, and a few million people probably were watching. Did you get nervous, Eloise?
I was only a little nervous on driving, but on chipping and putting, I was as cool as a cucumber.
As cool as a cucumber, huh?
Yeah.
What was it about the driving that made you nervous? Is that because it's hard?
I was just standing there for a while, and I was getting real cold.
Oh, okay. I got you. So you had to stand there and watch everybody else. Well, that's incredible. So what did you like most about the golf course? I mean, the trees, the hills, how green everything is. What did you like about it?
how green everything is. Everything is so perfect.
It is, isn't it?
And azaleas I love.
Yeah, that is absolutely fantastic. Were the greens really hard? Because it looks like on television that they're really hilly and they have a lot of roll to them, a lot of slopes.
They are very, very, very fast.
Yeah. Eloise, you've done something that many of us only dream about. So can you tell me how far your drive went? Even though you were nervous, I bet you went pretty far.
It went 121 yards.
Wow. Good for you.
You're 7 years old. You're not supposed to be able to hit the ball 121 yards, Eloise.
Sorry.
All right. So did you get a chance to meet a lot of other kids from a lot of other parts of the United States?
Yes, because all the other kids were from different countries in my age group.
Oh, wow. Different states. Awesome. Okay. So you also got to participate in the competition, but tell us about going into the Butler cabin, because that is a famous part that we only get to see on television. What was that like?
It was really cool because we just got to view Butler Cabin.
Right.
Because the whole experience was just really fun.
Yeah, I bet it was. And you got to go up on that leaderboard, too, on the 18th hole. They have a big leaderboard that you... Did you get to actually walk up the ladder and the steps and go into the leaderboard, the scoreboard?
No.
Okay, you got to see it, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I tell you what, I'm jealous as all heck. Maybe if I was a better golfer, I would have a chance to do what you did, but I'm not, so I won't have a chance to do something like that.
And one more question, Eloise. When did you pick up your first golf club? How old were you?
2 years old.
Wow.
2 years old. All right, let me ask you this question, though, because this is important for people that are young phenoms like yourself. Do you have fun while you're doing it?
Definitely. My dad and me make up so many games when we're practicing.
Are you going to be better than your dad?
I'm very close.
You're very close. Is this something, Eloise, that you want to keep doing for the rest of your life?
Yes, I do.
Tell them what you said when you were leaving the club.
When we were leaving the club, I said, are we signed up for next year yet?
Good job.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. Kevin, congratulations. You and your wife have an incredible young daughter there, and we're going to remember this name. Okay, we're going to remember, and we'll follow her along. Unfortunately, she won't be playing for the Lockport Porters like you did, and I got a serious problem with that, but that's okay. LaGrange is a lovely town as well.
Thanks so much, Scott. We really appreciate the opportunity this morning.
Absolutely. Kevin Fetzer and his daughter, Eloise. Eloise, continued good luck, and we'll be following you, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
It's 7:47. This is Will County's News Talk Sports 1340 WJOL. Cool as a cucumber. I'm going to remember that next time I'm standing on a tee box somewhere.
Honestly, cool. And she's right. Chipping and putting. I think that driving, when you have everybody watching you and you take so much time and you're thinking, oh boy, am I going to go to the right? Am I going to shank this one? What's going to happen here? But yeah, I can understand her. She could probably give me a few tips.
I'm sure she could.